Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Cole Stallard is the Deputy Commissioner of the Department of Streets and Sanitation in Chicago. Why is it that in Chicago we pull the cars off the streets even when it's not going to snow? Why don't we wait until there's snow coming and then tell people to get off the streets?
Because this is Chicago, and you just never know. It's going to be 60 tomorrow,
yeah.
And then it could. I mean, if you listen to the weather stations last night, you know they were saying we were going to see snow this morning. So in Chicago, you just never know. So it's we always want to be prepared and use platforms like yours to get that message out. We've used multiple platforms, which we saw a decrease from the numbers, 17% less from last year, and 22% compared to 2019. So,
really?
Like I said, I want to thank you for this platform to help us get the message out.
How many vehicles then did get ticketed and towed?
Last night it was 192. And then to put it into perspective, in 2019 it was 248. So we saw that number go down 22%. And it was just, we've been pounding trying to get the information out to you know, we flyered cars on the 107 miles. We got on multiple platforms. The mayor had a press conference on winter weather preparedness the other day, and we got it out on that. And we're just begging people to understand that, you know, this was put in effect in 1979 after the blizzard, and we've learned from every large snow event. The key is to keep people moving in the city of Chicago.
What happened in 79?
Well, we had that blizzard, you know, that people, I'm sure, remember, and it was just, we've learned from everyone from 99 to 2011 to 2015, the Super Bowl blizzard. We just constantly learn and make adjustments and pivot where we need to pivot and just keep people moving. These are on bus routes, you know, so we got to keep people, you know, people rely on that to get around the city and to get to and from work and get to and from hospitals and so forth. So we got to keep those moving.
Yeah, I understand that. And then you've got, if there's the 2-inch snow ban as well, and that's for the other arterial streets, right?
Yeah, and that's we'll come out and we'll announce that. You know, that's something that we do come out and announce, and we say, hey, you know, we're in an odd, crazy, precarious situation right now with this snow, and we got to get this off. It's just as we saw last year with the neighborhood streets, you know, where the sight lines start becoming an issue. We can't have that on the mains. We got to keep the mains flowing. And as the more snow falls in a shorter period of time and the temperature dips, you just see those roads miraculously just start shrinking in front of everybody's eyes.
Yeah, yeah. So give me an example of some of the streets. And the idea is that between 3 and 7 a.m., I guess you could be parked there during the day, but you can't be there overnight, right?
Yes, and it's the bus routes. We can get you that information if you wanted to post it through our PIO.
But the bus routes are Halstead and Clark and all the major streets in Chicago.
Yeah. Yes.
All right. Well, you know, here's my problem. I feel really bad for these people. I know that they're maybe knuckleheads and they don't deserve my compassion, but I feel bad for people who now got to go find their car and give somebody $200 when it's going to be 60 degrees tomorrow, you know?
Yeah, understood. But as I said, the weather will literally change. And I always use the example of people associate driving situation with snow. But you can look at, you know, cities like Atlanta and see what it can do to a community and to a city with really no snow. You know, our concern is the ice. Our concern is that, you know, the just safety. You know, we just want people to just know that, hey, we're in the snow season. We're going to continue to use platforms like this.
Yep.
And just, we got to get that message out.
Good job, Cole Stallard. He is the Deputy Commissioner for the Departments of Streets and Sand in Chicago. Thanks for your time. Go to WGNradio.com now. Look at that video. It'll blow your mind.
Will do.